one but two hearings on China. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
We have to stop being naive about the threat we face from China.
House Armed Services Committee Chair Mike Rogers, as Republicans criticize President Biden's response to last week's spy balloon. Some Democrats also want more information, but are offering support ahead of tonight's State of the Union address.
President Biden has delivered the most important thing that this country has ever needed, and that is competency in lieu of chaos.
Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips, the president, expected to focus in part on an economic agenda he calls a success, while Republicans blame him for high inflation. At a hearing on border security, border agents are telling lawmakers what they've been up against during a record surge of migrants.
Task saturation is a term we use to describe a tactic where smuggling organizations split large groups of migrants into many smaller groups. These small groups are then directed to illegally cross the border all at once and at different locations.
John Modlin, chief patrol agent for the Tucson sector, which is more than double the size of El Salvador, and where he says most encounters are with single men hoping to avoid detection. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin is ranking member of the House Oversight Committee.
We are a nation of immigrants, and we are a nation of laws, and we can live up to all of our values in this challenge.
The White House calling on Congress to act to fix what it calls a broken system. Law enforcement officials have their own Super Bowl countdown underway, with everything from cybersecurity to counterfeit merchandise being watched.
The NFL's security chief, Kathy Lanier, said it somewhat in jest, but meant every word for fans with tickets to Super Bowl 57.
Leave your drones, umbrellas, selfie sticks, and weapons of any kind at home.
And that's just for starters. Literally thousands of officers, uniformed and not, will be on hand.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the Homeland Security chief, pledging to aggressively address any issues, but he says right now there's no credible threat to the event. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
They're still finding survivors, but aren't sure how much time is left for people trapped in the rubble from yesterday's earthquakes, now blamed for more than 6,000 deaths in Turkey and Syria. Two search teams from the U.S. due to arrive tonight. Thousands remain without power a week after an ice storm pounded parts of Texas.
Generators, spoiled food, and frustration in Austin, 1 week after the power went out during an ice storm that snapped trees and downed power lines.
I don't know what to do. We're stuck.
Austin resident Jack Padgett, as of this morning, less than 2%, or about 9,000 customers, are still without power.
We now have a goal of Sunday, February 12th, to complete restorations.
Jackie Sargent with Austin Energy, the company said restoration would only take a couple of days, but that was prior to seeing the extent of the damage. We're told hundreds of crew members, many of them from other states, are on scene and working 24/7 to get power fully restored. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The new mayor of Austin has also been critical of the extended outage, renewing a pledge to do better. Celebrating love could leave more Valentines in the red this year.
Several studies show Americans are ready to splash out, even if it means going into debt, for Valentine's Day 2023, with consumers expected to shell out around $26 billion, or, according to the National Retail Federation, an average of $192.80 apiece for gifts for friends, loved ones, and even coworkers. That's up from $175.41 last year.
Fox's Lillian Wu. A separate survey from LendingTree finds those in a relationship will spend about $187, with more than a quarter of couples saying they'll need to rely on credit cards and it'll take at least 2 months to pay it off. The Fed chief says he still sees progress on inflation even after a strong jobs report. But after a brief rally, the Dow's back down 118. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.